everyone, I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today, I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. Now, I have an amazing program for you today. It's easy to love a partner who's doing everything you want, but loving and growing your love when there are difficulties between you and your partner, now that can be a challenge. So today's program is designed to help you use the power of love to dissolve that pain and distance between you and your partner and create relationship magic and a much more fulfilling relationship. My guest today is Guy Finley. Guy is an internationally renowned spiritual teacher and best-selling author of more than 45 books and audio albums on self-realization, including The Secret of Letting Go, The Essential Laws of Fearless Living, and his brand new book called Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together. He is also the founder and director of Life of Learning Foundation, a nonprofit center for spiritual discovery located in Southern Oregon. Guy is also a faculty member at the Omega Institute and is a regular expert contributor to BeliefNet and the Huffington Post. So for more information about Guy or his new book, visit relationshipmagicbook.com. or GuyFinley.org. So welcome to the program, Guy. It's a pleasure to have you with us again today.
Hi, Terry. I'm glad to be with you, too. Thank you for giving me this time.
Absolutely, Guy. And I know that you've been on the show or the program before, and listeners loved your advice and loved your spiritual strategies to help their relationship. Now, before we get to our specific topic today, as I mentioned, you're a renowned spiritual teacher and leader, and you're the best-selling author of over 45 books. So it sounds like you're very busy. Do you have time, Guy, then, for your own personal relationships?
Oh, what a good question. No.
Well, I know you're married. Is that correct?
Yeah. I know.
So what would your wife say? How do you maintain that healthy, happy relationship?
You know, I'm blessed in so many ways, notwithstanding my wife, Patricia, who we've been together for 40 years. And I think that one of the reasons, if one can say that our relationship is successful, and here's what I would say would be a good definition of a successful relationship, is that virtually every day, and I know how this sounds, but it's true, I appreciate her more and she appreciates me more than the day before. And that's really something that I think can only take place, Terry, when partners have a mutual respect for one another. And
right.
I think that's something that's missing today from relationships, is this capacity for us as individuals to do and to be and to actualize what is right in our relationships with others, particularly our partners. And in so doing, win their respect, be seen by them as someone worth honoring. So that I think if there's anything that I would say for my wife and I, it's that. We have that kind of relationship.
I love that guy. And I truly believe what you said is correct about daily appreciation and respect. I have been following the same couples now for over 30 years. And the number one factor that I found leads to happiness and stability is exactly what you said, that daily appreciation, that recognition of the unique qualities and traits and the specialness of our partner. And that can be true also with a child and a friend and a family member, but especially for our relationship partner. So I love what you said for your own relationship with your wife. Now, I also love the title of your latest book, Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together. Share with listeners what motivated you to write this particular book, and what do you mean by waking up together?
Our lives, every one of us, only as rich, if you will, as we are able to be in relationship with what is unfolding around us and the people that are part of that revelation. We don't often think of it, at least I don't think we do enough, to realize that what is my experience of any given moment? And you can't separate your experience of any given moment from the relationship that you have with it, because it is the relationship that produces in us what I call revelation. I look outside, it's a foggy, kind of wintry day here in Southern Oregon, and I see the deer in the distance, in the mist, and the whole thing is kind of ancient. And when I look out and I share in the moment of that revelation, I experience in myself qualities or character that I don't experience unless I happen to be in relationship with this foggy day and those bucks standing out there in the mist. So that revelation, moment to moment, is part of self-realization. Because what am I discovering in those moments when I'm in relationship, for instance, with this day, other than a quality or a characteristic of my own consciousness I would otherwise never know was there? Now, if we can extrapolate, take that idea just a little bit further, that means that our partners in life, friends, husband, wife, the people that we work with, each and every one of them that we're in relationship with serve to produce revelations about our own consciousness to us. And without them in our life, we would never know those parts of our consciousness. Now, if I can just continue the thought for one more second, Terry.
Absolutely.
If I'm with someone, and we all know what this is like, we fall in love, we have a best friend, whatever it may be, there are people that, for the most part, especially when we just start, we just love being with them because they are introducing us to parts of ourselves that we didn't know were there. Mm-hmm. So I call it the woohoo stage of a relationship, where everything is spectacular because I keep being introduced to spectacular parts of myself that I was asleep, didn't know were in me. And all of us love that. But now when we get to what we could call the boo-hoo stage, instead of the best of me, my partner begins to bring out the rest of me. Those things that I didn't know are in me. So at first I love you because you show me things I love to see, but later I start to blame you for things that I'm beginning to see in myself. And that's where relationships go to hell in a handbag. Because our partners are not to be blamed for the reactions that we have to them. Our partners really are to be thanked for showing us parts of ourselves that without them, we would never know were secret limitations, not only in our own character, but to the contentment and the continuation of a relationship that grows and develops.
So first of all, I love that idea, Guy, of the woohoo stage as well as the boohoo stage. And all romantic relationships go through that. That's great. I like that. That's such a new and novel way of looking at all romantic relationships. And we should say that that's so common. That's inevitable, no matter how strong that woohoo stage is. I also really enjoy the part that we need to understand that we learn about ourselves through the eyes of that person we love at both stages. Yes. So, but when we get to that boohoo stage, Guy, what do we do? How do we mend the differences, the conflict, or close that gap between us and our partner?
We all agree, I'm sure, that one of the ways in which a relationship continues to enrich itself and the people involved in it is by this steadily, God willing, growing trust and, if you will, even admiration for our partner. And so I've never said it before because it never occurred to me, but we go from woo-hoo to boo-hoo, and then mostly what happens is that we decide to live with the resentment. We decide to live with the blame and the eventual finding fault with others, to have a fight, and then the whole thing goes away. And so we go from woo-hoo to boo-hoo into what we would the ho-hum stage, where we're just together. You know, you see it all the time, but I do anyway. People go out, you see couples sitting at the dinner table or whatever, and there's barely a word being said. It's just a routine, a pattern. And we all know it. We know it. We know there's something wrong. We're with somebody. We have a life to share. But when we're in the woo-hoo stage, that's where we love sharing everything about ourselves. And the boo-hoo stage kind of comes as we stop finding things to share about who and what we've been, because we've stopped growing as human beings. And it's only as we grow as individuals that our relationships take on new and richer meaning, because you and I, as individuals, continue to bring into that relationship something new and true that we've discovered about ourselves through our partner. Then we've got something significant, because now we're not stale. We're beginning to see the things in ourselves that before we blamed our partner for. For instance, everyone knows what it's like when we get upset with somebody. We see the pain of that moment as being caused by a limitation in our partner. But if we can step back for a moment, can we understand the limitation that we blame in our partner is a limitation of ours, because all we know how to do is to blame someone for our pain? What if we could understand, Terry, that there is no one to blame for our pain? There is really someone to thank for showing us that we have these expectations, these demands, these images, these beliefs that we bring with us like old baggage into our relationships, and that our partner is helping us to outgrow who we have been so that we can begin to grow into a new relationship with them, because we're new in those moments.
Well, that is fascinating. So instead of blaming our partner for the conflict or the disagreement or the difference, Guy, then you're suggesting that we turn it around, we switch our approach, and we say, instead of blaming or getting upset at our partner, thank you, partner. You gave me a truer understanding, a better idea of who I am.
Thank you. I didn't know that about myself. I had no idea. I thought my impatience was because of the speed you moved at. That my impatience was because you never quite... I'm impatient with you because you can't read my mind.
Right.
We all know what that's like. No, I'm impatient because I have an image of myself. I have a set of demands and expectations, literally a list of the ways that you are supposed to perform. And if you don't perform according to my list, I blame you for it. So the way in which we grow is by discovering that these moments where we're in conflict with our partner, sure, there's no question that our partner messes up. We all do. We're humans. We're filled with faults. But we have to understand that finding fault with our partner doesn't prove that we're faultless. It just means that we're escaping seeing where it is in us that we'd rather blame a limitation in our own consciousness on our partner than face it consciously so that we might transcend it in ourselves. And then, by the way, stop finding fault in our partner for having that limitation, because at last we get it. I see. I understand now what it means to forgive my partner, because I am my partner. I'm no different than my partner. He or she is and lives from the same level of consciousness that I do, only I never knew it before.
Right. How do I get there, though, Guy? How do I switch my approach to do exactly what you said? Because I know that listeners are saying, yes, yes, and yes. That sounds wonderful. But how do I get from blaming my partner in a specific example way? How do I change my consciousness? How do I thank my partner? How do I realize that we are so similar?
It begins with something that, I won't lie, is extraordinarily difficult to do. But it's also the only way that we can begin to change the direction of our relationships, particularly when they're in the boo-hoo or even worse, the ho-hum stage. Mm-hmm. Do you know, Terry, the actual original meaning of the word patience from long, long, long ago, when words had meaning and their practice had a definite way in which they would perfect us? The original meaning of the word patience?
No, I do not. What is the original meaning?
It's staggering. It means to suffer myself.
And so how do I, so are you suggesting that I become patient, or I stagger myself before I respond, or before I even think that it's the fault of my partner in this disagreement, that they're not understanding me, or as I know many listeners are having this issue or recurrent disagreement about how to discipline children or how to use money?
Yeah, I'm saying to you that, and forgive me if I just wax a little bit theological here for a moment. St. Paul said, in my patience, in your patience, possess you your soul. When I say that we must learn patience, I don't mean that we learn to pretend like we're not in pain with our partner. I don't mean that we pretend that we're all cool and that, you know, water comes off my back when you do these things, because that's just denial. And we all know what happens when we deny, deny, deny. Eventually, the resentment grows to such a shape and form that it boils over and we ruin our relationships through explosions of anger and all the rest of that ugliness. No, I'm saying that if we could begin, even in the smallest way, when our partner pushes our button, to realize in that moment that they couldn't push a button in me if there wasn't already a button in me. That's simple. Nobody can push a button in me that isn't already a button in me. Nobody puts a button in another person. We come into our relationship loaded with these buttons, triggers, baggage, call them what you will. And that these buttons, baggage, these triggers, they go on unchecked, unrealized, meaning unconscious in us, because when they get triggered, when the button gets pushed, the immediate reaction, negative reaction, is to push back. Mm-hmm. So my partner triggers me, pushes a button, and then without taking thought at all, I find fault and blame with them for my pain, when the fact of the matter is my partner did not produce the pain in me. They revealed that I came into that moment preloaded with pain. And being patient in that moment allows me, as best I'm capable for that moment, to actually become conscious that within me is living something I didn't know, that is a compromise before it's actually awakened. Then I have a chance to start waking up. That's why I call the book Waking Up Together, because my partner helps me wake up to what is sleeping in my consciousness, whose limitation isn't just they're not just the chains of that relationship when there's conflict. It's keeping me from understanding that love itself that brought me to my partner and my partner to I is trying to bring us into a more perfected understanding of our purpose as human beings on this planet, which is to help each other grow and to love one another and become something other moment to moment than what we have been going into that relationship.
Wow, what a powerful message, Guy. You're really suggesting that the power of love is that my partner reveals and heals my already existing triggers, baggage, or buttons. And I loved that sentence.
Yes.
No one pushes my buttons unless they're already there.
Yes.
Powerful message. Yes, go on. We only have 3 more minutes, but I would love to hear more.
Well, just only that it isn't until I have this new understanding that would even suggest to me that I could put a pause between the pain I feel and the person I blame for it. Because if I can have that pause consciously, I'll start to realize, you know what? This pain, I recognize it. It's been in me my whole life. My partner didn't put this in me. I've never seen it because I'm quick to blame my partner for it. Then we each have a chance to not just change ourselves, but in the kind of conscious suffering we do by not blaming our partner has a chance to change as well, because now we're not running the old pain pattern where you blame, I blame, we fight, we make up, and nothing changes except what we'll fight for and over next time. So that's really it. And if we only have 2 minutes, I'm hoping I can just give the listeners a quick offer as my foundation has made available, if that's possible.
Yes, absolutely, Guy.
We're talking, Terry and I are talking about Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together. It's my new book. And my foundation, I have a nonprofit foundation called Life of Learning, has made it possible for you, the listener, to not just get the book for the same price or better than any of the major online retailers, but if you order the book from relationshipmagicbook.com, one word, relationshipmagicbook.com, you'll get at the same time a free audio version of the book that I've read, as well as a free audio CD on the higher nature of love. So there's a couple great gifts when you go to relationshipmagicbook.com. Of course, you can buy it at your retailer, wherever you want. The point is that we have to act on this knowledge if we're going to change our relationships. So again, relationshipmagicbook.com. If you just go to guyfinley.org, GuyFinley, GuyFinley.org. You can also spend years browsing my website and the free material there. And if you wish, I am tweeting and Instagram and all the social nets. You can visit me there. So that's that. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you so much, Guy. And listeners, again, learning the truth about yourself, that self-knowledge through your partner, what they're showing you can lead to a more meaningful, loving relationship, not only with your partner, with other people as well. Thank you so much for joining us today, Guy. What a pleasure to talk with you.
And you too, Terry. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks so much.
Thank you. And again, listeners, as Guy said, if you're interested in learning more about Guy Finley or his latest groundbreaking book called Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together, you can go to relationshipmagicbook.com or guyfinley.org. And as always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. And I'm here to help all your relationships, including the one with yourself, be the best they can be. My personal website is Dr. Terry, thelovedoctor.com, where I provide you with science-based relationship advice that's easy to understand and include in your life. So listeners, until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.